Every week, as part of the new tech segment, we'll dig into our digital sandbox for some fun. It may be a game, advice about how to behave in the internet age, or today's review of a popular app called Draw Something. It's like Pictionary. Players pick a word, draw clues, and then watch as their opponents guess the answer. We asked someone with artistic prowess to give it a try.
Yeah, the first thing I was supposed to draw was a peanut.
That's New Yorker cartoonist Matthew Diffie.
And it looked like someone had stepped in melted cheese.
As we'll hear in Diffie's review, the app's name is a little bit misleading.
Okay, so first of all, I think the name Draw Something isn't entirely accurate. It'd be more accurate to call it Scrawl Something, because that's what I did. Or maybe Draw Something with Your Foot while bull riding on a boat. I mean, you know, I don't know if I have big fingers or not, but I'm playing it on a phone rather than an iPad, so it's just like, it's like getting to drive a Ferrari on a racquetball court. It's just frustrating. You're like, oh, come on. And it's not very responsive. You know, like, I know how to draw well, and so in my mind, I'm making all these intricate little finger moves, and I'm drawing, you know, in my mind, I'm drawing like a Rembrandt. But what's on the screen looks more like the work of Jimmy the Painting Chimp. To sum it all up, I sat down there for like, I thought 20 minutes, and suddenly I've been on there an hour. So to that level, it was very successful in like passing the time and being entertained. And as soon as I let go of the idea of it being like a drawing tool and embraced it as being a game, then it was wonderful. I'm one of those guys, even in cartooning, I tend to draw things better than they need to be. And it's really fun to just sort of relax and just draw something badly.
That's New Yorker cartoonist Matthew Diffie, and if you'd like to see some of his sketches, perhaps his Draw Something rendition of John Travolta, or give a review of your own favorite drawing app, visit our website at npr.org. Next week, we'll introduce another new piece of our all-tech segment, a social media advice column. So please email your tech comments and questions to alltech@npr.org.